Stop handing out taxpayer cash to groups pushing white privilege myth, demands Tory MP. By Kurt Zindelka on April 19, 2021. Charities and institutions in Britain which promote the leftist idea of white privilege should be blocked from receiving taxpayer support, a leading Tory MP has said. A parliamentary group studying the reasons for white working-class children falling behind other ethnic groups will reportedly demand that the government stop propping up left-wing attacks on the white British population. Conservative MP Tom Hunt told the Sunday Express that he would call for the recommendation to be included in the House of Commons Education Select Committee's upcoming report on the issues facing poorer white communities. There are various reasons why working-class children are lagging behind, but terms like white privilege are incredibly unhelpful and make them feel even more excluded from the education system, Hunt said. I certainly have huge numbers white families in my Ipswich constituency who are white and are struggling for who the word privilege certainly does not apply, he noted. Mr. Hunt said that some on the political left are reticent to talk about the struggles facing working-class white families because it does not fit their identity politics agenda. We need to help all disadvantaged children whether they are white, black or Asian, he said, adding, this is why I want the report to recommend that organizations which use the term white privilege should not be in receipt of public money. While the Labour Party members on the committee will likely vote against the measure, the Conservative majority has more than enough votes for it to pass comfortably. In September, research submitted to the committee said that working-class white students are 50% less likely than other minority groups to achieve strong passes on the tests used by universities to determine a student's academic aptitude, the General Certificate of Secondary Education, GCSE. Poorer white students are also less likely to receive free school meals compared to their black and Asian counterparts, by over a 2-to-1 margin, even though they are in the same economic bracket. Professor Matthew Goodwin, a political scientist from the University of Kent, previously told the committee, my fear now with the onset of new terms, toxic masculinity, white privilege, this will become even more of a problem as we send a signal to these communities that they are the problem. It is not the system more generally that has let them down. They are the problem and they should make amends for simply being who they are. Amid an increasingly emboldened Black Lives Matter movement in Britain, many charities and organizations have adopted more woke and divisive language. The children's charity Bernardo's, for example, published a white privilege guide for parents last October, in which they said, for the 1 in 5 Bernardo's service users who are Black, Asian or minority ethnic, the color of their skin is an additional factor that negatively affects them and their families in a multitude of well-documented ways. The charity, which mostly focuses on helping disadvantaged white children, continued, helping children and those who nurture them. To understand what white privilege really means will not only prevent future generations from growing up to ignore race as an issue, but to be actively anti-racist through their actions. In response, Conservative MP Esther McVeigh shot back that the charity should be helping vulnerable children, not preaching about white privilege. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.